Blog Talk Radio.
Pray, Lord, we thank you all for tuning in to Reach Above Your Cup Place tonight with Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We thank all of you that are listening in all of Africa and all of the world, wherever you may be listening in at now. We just thank you all for tuning in. So now we're going to click Prophetess Joyce Hatton on right now. God bless you, Prophetess.
Oh, my. Listen, I'm telling you, I believe that God is up to something so big. Because I'm telling you, I've been busy at the headquarters all day long. Started with prayer early this morning around 6 o'clock in Inkster, Michigan. Came back and then entire day I spent it at the headquarters doing what God is saying, doing. And every moment it seemed like God does something miraculous. And I'm telling you, it was like 4 minutes to 6. And all of a sudden God shook me and let me know, I got to be talking to my people and his people all over the world. And I'm so excited that God loved us enough to connect us, to bring us together.
Yeah.
Something supernatural is about to happen. Evangelist, I'm telling you, I am excited about God.
Amen.
And I tell you, I heard God say, tell the people that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Old Testament, I'm God. The New Testament, I'm God. And right where you are, I'm God in your life. Oh, glory. The glory of God, I'm telling you, is going to drop on you like milk from the mountain. Glory. Like new wine flowing from the mountains like water. Coming up like a stream. Yes, God's given you the kabob, the glory. The Shekinah, manifestation of the glory of God. The glory of God will give you, God will want to be revealed. He wants to be. And when it comes on you, it's revealed in and through you. God wants you to access him. God, the Word, the Spirit, the power, the Holy Ghost wants you to have access to him. And when the glory comes, it brings you into his presence. God wants you to access him.
Yeah.
And the anointing for change comes in the glory. Anything you will proclaim will come to pass if you'll do it in the glory. Kambo Shanda. My God, my God. Anything you've been waiting on God to do, if you'll do it under the umbrella of the glory of God, it's about to manifest. You ain't got to wait another day. You don't have to wait another moment. You don't have to wait another second if you'll do this in the manifestation of God's glory. So I'm simply telling you to just do what God say do. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to find this powerful word. I'm going back to what God says. I'm going back to what God speaks. I'm hearing what God is talking about. What are you saying? God, you remind us again. Hallelujah. Think what, no matter where you are, listen to me very carefully. God's getting ready to do something that's going to bring his manifestation on your life, and I need you to get up. Get up from your depression. Get up from your oppression. Get up from the enemy that have brought you and pulled you and tried to pull you down and zap you up and take you from the place of God and the glory of God. I say get up and arise. Arise, shine. Let the light, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Do you understand that this is the word of the Lord that's coming down from the heavens? But behold, listen to me. I want you to open your eyes, and the darkness shall cover the earth and the gross darkness, the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. So while people are killing and destroying and messing with and touching and coming against and lying and doing demonic stuff, the Holy Ghost says right in the middle of darkness and where it has covered the earth and where gross darkness have covered those demonic people, the Lord shall arise upon you. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Let me tell you something. The next thing you try to do, the next thing you try to work, and the next thing you try to manifest, and the next thing you try to walk in, you shall not go alone. But you shall walk with him in his glory. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Listen, those that are not worshiping, those that are not Macma, they're going to be drawn to the glory that God has, the brightness that God is causing to rise upon you. For those that have not seen you before, those that didn't know who you were, those that did not know the power that God had given you, and those that did not recognize the anointing on your life, it will begin to recognize the light, the light that is upon you. I want you to lift up thine eyes. I want you to the heels from whence cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Oh, behold, that he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He's woke. Because he's the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the one that keeps you. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is the one that preserves you. The Lord is the one that backs the demons off of you. The Lord is the one that preserves you. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. It doesn't matter if the plan of the enemy that have come to destroy and to consume and to devour and to swallow you up, the one that was hindered and trying to keep you from being blessed, the one that's trying to back you up, the Lord shall preserve thee. He shall cover thee with his wings, and under his wings shall thy trust. Truth shall be thy buckler and thy shield. And as you cover, you be covered. I'm telling you, God's going to cover you until you recover. And if you've been under attack, and if your enemy has tried to destroy you and tried to consume and devour you and tried to mess you up, even in trouble, even in your weakness, even in your sin, God said, I got you. And we fall down, but we get up. Kabashi. It's time to get up. Right, shine. The light is coming. The glory of the Lord is risen up on thee. He shall preserve thee. He shall preserve thee from all evil. The plot and the plan of the enemy that have come to bring evil into your life. Do you hear me? This is Joyce Haddon, the prophetess that God has assigned to you tonight. The one that God has given to speak into your life and to speak over you. Do you understand that the light has come?
Yes.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hallelujah. God is about to do some things that's going to be supernatural for you. Get on the phone and begin to call. Get on the phone and begin to come. Get on the phone and begin to speak. I want to talk to you about what the demons have tried to do to you, tried to destroy your life. I want to know where you are. I just feel that there's a man of God, the anointed man of God that loves God with all of your heart, and the enemy's come to destroy your family. You're listening to me now. Listen to me very carefully. Pick that phone up and call right now. Declare over your life that God is going to do some supernatural things. Lift up thine eyes around about thee and see all that gather themselves together. Come to thee. They're going to come. Thy sons shall come from far. I don't care where they've been driven from, where they've been driven to, where they've been driven away from you. They've been divided. They're divided from you, kept from you. I'm looking at one that if, okay, God, I love you. One that you cannot find. You don't even know where your child is. You don't even know what happened. She took him and ran. He wanted to bring division to destroy your very life, but I hear God saying, I'm about to bless you. I'm about to bless you and turn this thing upside down. Thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Those that thought you thought would forever be divided from you, those that have been talking crazy, talking against you, talking like they will never be connected again, talking as if they won't be a part of your life, I hear God saying, I'm about to bless your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this over your life, that God is doing some supernatural things to bring change in your world. In the name of Jesus, you will not be consumed. You will not be devoured. You will not be swallowed up. You will not be tormented. You will not be left out. The blessings of the Lord is getting ready to do some things that will blow your mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God is up to something bigger than you. God is up to something major. Yeah. God is up to something that's going to change and transform your life. God is up to something that's going to make things big. God is up to something that's going to transform your world. God is dropping his glory on you. And where you have felt as if you would never be able to make it, you felt that you wouldn't be able to get past this thing, you shall get past, said the Lord God. The strength of the Lord is upon you. I want to decree and declare in your life that God is doing some things, then thou shalt see and flow together. Thy heart shall not fear. Be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come up unto thee, the multitude of camels. God said, everything that I promised you, everything that I promised to bless you with, those things that you're touching, those things that should have already been yours, all they from one place to the other, from one part of the world to the other, they shall bring gold and incense at their feet. They shall show forth the praises of the Lord. They'll come and they'll know that they have to bless you. They've been assigned to bless your very life. I hear God saying, I'm getting ready to do something so supernatural. So what I'm going to do is ask the Lord to deliver you from anything that would hinder or block you, any habits and decisions that you've made that will hold you up. I want to speak that the spirit of excellence will be manifest in all aspects of your business, of your personal life, of your ministry, of your songs, of your sound that comes up out of your belly. Receive the favor of God. And all your associates and customers and employees and people that's connected with you, and people that should have already blessed your life, and people that should have already been connected, and people that should already turn things over to you, in the name of Jesus. I declare that everything you lay your hands on will carry the mark and the approval of God. Bo kasheta. Release favor upon you. Open your mouth and release favor upon yourself. I bless the name of the Lord, because he has called you to glory and virtue. This glory that the Lord is talking about, all the things that God has said is yours shall be gathered. Shall begin to draw unto you. It's as if you're a magnet. The anointing of the magneticness, the favor, the glory, the power, the glory, the power, they shall come up with acceptance on in mine. They will know that the hand of God, and I will glorify the house of my glory. For you that have been found at the altar, God is getting ready to bless it. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is getting ready to bless some to do some things for you that's never been done. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? Who is this that comes and brings stuff to your feet? Who is this that comes to your windows and knock on it and bless your life? Who is this that knocks on your doors and begin to give things unto you that you've been waiting? Who are they? They're the ones that will see the light upon you. They will know that the hand of God is upon your life, and you will know that the hand of God is there. Surely issue shall wait. The ships of Tarshish, the ships are coming in. I say your ship has come in to bring your people from afar that have been, that went the other way. The silver is getting ready to come. The gold is getting ready to come. In the name of the Lord, thy God shall be upon thy forehead, because he has glorified thee, saith the Lord. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. They'll be the ones that do things for you. They'll be the ones that help you. The ones that may be even strangers in your life. Those that have money, those that have finances, will bless you when they can't help it. And they will come and minister unto you. In my wrath, I smote, took you through some things, and caused you to go through. But in my favor have mercy. And I'm getting ready to bless you, saith the Lord. I'm getting ready to turn this thing upside down. And it looked like you would never get anywhere. And it looked like you would never be there. It looked like nothing would ever happen for you. It looked like you would be all by yourself. It looked like people would back up off of you. And looked like the anointing would draw. Looked like the worst of worse. And looked like the anointing would bring even the evil to you instead of a blessing. Because that's because the anointing draws more than a blessing. Therefore thy gates shall be open. I'm about to open gates for you, two lead gates, and I'm about to open some things unto you. They shall not be shut ever again. Day or night, God is about to open gates, morning and noon and night, day, nor night will they ever be closed. And men and women are going to bring unto thee the forces of that belongs to others, and that the kings may be brought, and those that are great, those that will come to your feet, they will come, saith the Lord. This is the hour. There is no private interpretation. For the nations and kingdoms that will not serve thee shall perish. Those that will not bless you shall be cursed. Those that will come against you shall utterly be wasted. The glory of the Lord shall come upon thee, in the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beauty, the place of my sanctuary. I will bring them even, God says, stay in the church. And I will make the places of thy feet glorious, saith the Lord God. I'll make thy feet glorious, the place of thy feet, where your feet tread, where your feet trod, where your feet are placed, the place in which I've called you to, I will bless you in it. And our sons also, them that afflicted thee, bending unto thee, and they'll be bending unto thee, and they'll be bowing unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow, Abba, Kodaba, Shito, at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord. Glory. Thus said the Lord, the heavens is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. And where is the house that would ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? All those things have my hands made, and all those things have been, and the Lord, things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, those that are contrite of spirit, that tremble at my word, that love me with all of your heart, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Hallelujah. And he that came against thee, if he would even dare come anywhere near you, I'd call him a dog. He that offers an oblation, and he that is like a swine, blood coming against you, hallelujah, and had the nerve to burn an incense against you. They chose their own ways. They delighted in their own abomination. I will come against them. They might as well fear me because of the anointing that's upon my life. Say the Lord God, and it shall be blessed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, saith the Lord God. You shall know that I am God. There is none like me, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am excited today, and I feel the glory of God dropping like milk from the mountains. I'm going to thank God because his presence will radiate joy in your life. In your lifetime, at all times, God is getting ready to do some things. It's going to be so special, you will blow your mind. And I dare you to keep praising. I want to encourage you to praise, because he's caused you to triumph through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to speak kindness upon you. the kindness enough for you to bring on others, those that are wounded, those that are hurt, those that are mistreated, those that have been abused. I want you to speak kindness upon them because it's upon you. And I want to believe according to his word, he will befriend and prosper you. I will bless you. Confess this now. According to the word of God, that you are the head and not the tail. Open your mouth and say, I'm the head and not the tail. And those that wanted to hinder and block and control me, God is releasing me now to be the head and not the tail. And I'll never, as long as I live, be at the bottom again in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, Evangelist Tanya, you know when I come on this radio show, and when,
yeah,
I'm telling you, reach above your cut place, and when I get to connected to those around the world, look like something come up out of me, and I want to talk to somebody and say the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Evangelist Tanya, I heard an awesome, awesome, profound, glorious song when we came on, and I'm so excited about the songs that come from all over the world and that come out of Zion, hallelujah, out of God's church, and blesses us. And so, Evangelist?
Yes.
I'm trying to find out who's who and where are they. Because I want to encourage somebody to call in and we talk a little bit about music and talk a little bit about what the enemy is trying to do and how God has spoken directly to them about the glory that has come upon their lives and shining. And now the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. And I'm excited about it. You know I've been on fire for the last half an hour, so I couldn't hardly come down.
Yeah.
I'm going to invite them to call in. Evangelist, give them the number that they can call in right now, and they'll know that they can talk with us. And I just want to be able to prophesy on somebody's life. If we can do that, I'd love it. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what you're doing in the ministry, and we're going to talk about what's happening around the world. People are coming to this conference. In fact, at 8809 Schoolcraft, there's getting ready to be a powerful, powerful move of God. And right here at the 13001, day in and day out from the 6th to the 10th, people are going to come from all over the nation, and we're excited about it because POP, we're Pentecostal Outpour, and we love people so. So if you're a pastor, you are invited. If you're a church, you're invited. If you're a man of God, a woman of God, if you want to know God, you're invited. From the 6th to the 10th, they're coming from all over. We have busloads of people coming out of Illinois, van loads of people coming out of Cincinnati. They're coming out of Akron, Ohio. They're coming from Tennessee. They're coming from Florida. They're coming by the groups from Florida. The dancers and the praisers and the worshipers are coming from all over to be a part. They're coming from Hong Kong. They're coming. They're just coming. And it's going to be profound,
yes,
what God does and supernatural. So if we can get some callers, Evangelist, give that number out so they can call in, and we're going to talk a little bit to some people that I'd love to be able to talk to, because I felt somebody listening to me that's going through that God want to bring out.
Amen. Well, that phone number is 1-917-889-7095. Again, that's 1-917-889-7095. If you're in the countries and you want to call in, you can call in through Skype. If you have Skype, you can call in through the Skype. All you have to do is click on that Skype sign in the open link. And if you have Skype, you can call in and talk to Prophetess Hatton. And also, if you're not on Skype and you have credits on your phone, you can just dial, I believe it's 001-917-889-7095, so they can call in and be a part of the broadcast.
Wow. Okay. I'm letting them know that we'd love to be able to talk with you. And Evangelist, we asked last week that so many people would just be connected to what you're doing as well. We want to encourage that, but we're really excited about this mega Taste Fest that will take place on July the 28th. We have thousands. We're believing for thousands of people coming. We've already put out like 5,000 tickets all over the state, and we're looking for people to come from all over to be a part of this. And people, we're so excited. There's going to be music, singers all day long from the 12 o'clock until about 6. Caleb, Brother Caleb at 1440 will be working with that along with others. And they'll be, you know, they'll be ministering, and Evangelist Tanya is going to be, she's going to have us live, via live, all over the world. We're excited about that. There's going to be so many vendors, all kinds of food, all kinds of clothes, jewelry, anything that you could think of will be a part. The vendors are coming from all over, and we're expecting at least 100 to 150 to 200 vendors. And if you'd like to be a vendor and you're in the States, that you can become one. And if just for just a small fee, you just simply call us at 313, and that's 491-1222. If you'd like to be a vendor and you're in the States, you can do that, and or either call 313-563-7459. You can become a part of that, and it's so important that you would do that. It doesn't matter what wonderful garments and things that you have or food. You know, I'd love to have some. Oh, I can't wait to taste some African food.
Yeah.
So I pray that we'll have a lot of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. I do know that we have some wonderful, beautiful African garments that's going to be a part of that, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing what happens, and I can't wait. And so you just have to come and be a part of this mighty, mighty moving, shaking schedule that's being taken place. It's going to be a mega taste fest on July the 28th. And if you cannot be a part of that, just start praying with us. We're praying every morning at 6 a.m. and then for just a half an hour. And in the evening, we're praying from 6 to 6:30 every day until the conference comes. So we ask that no matter where you are in the world, would you please pray for us that God would do some supernatural things. I've taken on a magazine that of My Reality with some wonderful, wonderful brothers in the Lord, and they're putting this together for us, and we're excited about it and look forward to what God is doing, and we can hardly wait to be a part of that. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can, amen, if you're a business. And also, Evangelist, let's talk a little bit about what's happening with this wonderful, wonderful radio. If indeed someone calls us, you can just let me know. Say, Prophetess, there's somebody online.
There's someone online right now calling
okay.
from
Okay, do you know where they're from?
It looks like, I don't know, Ohio or something, but it's 419.
Okay, 419? Yes?
Yes.
Let's take it.
Hello?
Hello, my sister, my friend. God bless you,
Prophet. God bless you. Now, you're listening, and you're listening from where? 419?
Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo.
This is Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa, precious. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, Vanessa, you know what? I haven't been able to communicate with you like I should, and you need to get down here, girl.
Amen. I got some great news, too. I'm going to be calling you. Ooh, God is so wonderful. He is so good. We're giving him the glory. We're giving him the honor and the praise for
Hallelujah.
The big and the small. We're thanking him for all. And I have some mighty wonderful news to share with you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you be sure to give me a call as soon as this program is over. I want to hear what God is doing. But then God is doing so many amazing things, Evangelist, that is profound. People that have been waiting to do ministry, people have been waiting to move out and to be shifted to their next dimension. God is doing that in such a supernatural way. Would you not agree?
Yes, yes, Lord. My soul says yes. Oh, yes. You are so right. You have been so encouraging. ignorant, Sister Tanya.
Well, you know what? Your book has been released, and then I know that God is anointing you for some more stuff that you're going to do, and it's so exciting where God's taking us to places that we've never been before, and this is just, to me, so marvelous. Well, you're talking to people all over the world, and they're listening to you, and we say, is there anything you want to say right now?
Ooh, I just want I want the world to know that God is real, Jesus is Lord, and I have a great testimony that really, it's just not time yet, but I have a great testimony to share with the world, and I just want the world to know that God is real. He's real. I mean, he's delivered me, and he set me free. I am finally free, I would say, in every sense of the word, spiritually,
wow,
naturally.
And God so good. Wow.
Yes.
Well, what a testimony, even if it's in part, to say free. Well, I love this freedom. There's a freedom,
yes,
that comes in the glory that you can't get anywhere else. So it sounds like to me you've been walking in light, walking,
yes,
into his glory, and God is doing some supernatural things. So I can't wait to hear from you. And so as soon as you can, give me a call. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Cool. All right. God bless you. Love you.
All right. Thank you for the call, my love. Bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye for now. All right, Evangelist, if we get another call, they would call what?
They will call 1-917-889-7095. Again, that's 1-917-889-7095. And if you have Skype, if you're listening to these links right now through Facebook or Twitter, if you got Skype, the link is opened up. You can just click on that Skype sign and follow the directions, and they'll tell you how to call in. But they can call in through the Skype as well.
That'd be awesome. Well, we're looking forward to being able to talk with some of those wonderful people. And until then, Evangelist, let's hear something supernatural that comes out of Africa. A sound, a song, a prayer, something supernatural that will bring change, and then we'll be right back. Can we do that?
All right. Yes, there's a song here that our artist had sent me earlier, and I said I would love to play it tonight. His name is, I think I'm pronouncing it right, Newell Praise, and the song is called Run the Race.
Wow.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's run.
All right. And then we'll come on right back. So this song here is Newell Praise and Run the Race.
Heavenly Father, all these palabras, sometimes they try to weigh me down, but then we'll be cheating. Have I got it all my sanity? Come on, get off the way, it's the hell in the day. I'm running the race, my race. Let me the way, don't block my way. I'm running the race, I've been climbing the way, say, don't block my way. You stay where you are, you're the devil, yeah. Running the race, for I is great. I'll get to the end. Come on, kid. off the way, don't block my way. I just move every day, so get in the way. Show me the way, saving the way. 90 to 90 feet, I said climb in the way. Don't block my way, just stay right there. You deserve it, yeah. I'm running the pain, flying place. I'll get to the end, all you have something in your life.
Run this race. All right, prophetess,
glory.
Back on.
Glory, glory, glory. All right, hallelujah. And evangelist, there is something so supernatural about what God is doing. Let's just kind of, I thought that was profound, supernatural, and what God is doing. I'm telling you, God is doing something amazing, and God is blessing our lives. Also, he will choose to bring his powerful anointing to a place where it's never been before for God's anointed. And you know what? I want to hear one more song that will just, you got one more?
It's funny how you said that, because your son there in the UK, Ada Boafo,
yes,
the one that was with Dietrich. Remember the one that was with Dietrich, and
yes,
he had a baby. He was going
to
come here, but his
yes,
daughter
to name
was
it.
Born. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
He has a
well,
brand
you know
new
Let's
song that
What's the
just
name of it?
Hit the charts, and I'm telling you. Prophetess, the name of the song is called Take Me Out of Me. That's so powerful.
Oh,
Take Me Out of
Let's
Me.
Let's hear Take Me Out of Me in the name of the Lord.
All
let's
right.
do it, Tanya. God
All
bless.
Right. All right. This song here, you all, is Ada Boafo there in the UK, and Take Me Out of Me.
Take Me Out of Me. Replace me, 'cause I don't want this no more. I am full of myself, and me is full of sin. Dear Lord, take me out of me. I am lying down here, asking God in my heart to replace me. Full of myself, and me it's full.
Lord. Take my body, my life, dear Lord, 'cause I am willing to give you everything that's within me to bless your heart.
I want to let you all know that Prophetess Joyce hadn't left word that an emergency came up that she has to attend to. So she had 15 minutes left on the broadcast. So I'm just going to go ahead. Y'all already know that every week she does 1 hour on Tuesdays, and I come in with the next hour. But she had to get off a little early due to an emergency. And so she sends her love, and God bless you all from her. And that she will be back on again next week, but something had came up, so she had to go. So I'm just going to continue on from here with artists being played. But I have a surprise for y'all. You know, y'all going to hear something tonight that you never heard. A lot of you know that I am a part of another radio station called 1440 AM WDRJ here in Detroit. And I thank God for station manager and our brother, Caleb Foster. And I want to say, like, last year, I think it was last year or the year before that, around New Year's, I think it wasn't New Year's. It was, like, right before the New Year's came in, God gave me to do warfare. And we had a warfare prayer that went powerfully, like, for a whole month down there on 1440 AM. And I found the CD and downloaded it in. And I said, it's a prayer, even for now, it's a prayer for now. And it doesn't even sound like, so many people said, it didn't even sound like we was at a radio station. It was a whole bunch of us. It was a lot of us packed in that room. And we were praying, and I prayed, and others were there praying. And I'm telling you, it was so powerful, and I just feel led to play some of that tonight. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to, we're on to 8 o'clock. We have another hour and 14 minutes to go, so we have enough time to get that in and then some music. So before I play that, though, I would like to play a song from a brother called Avalachi there in the Bahamas. And we want to give everyone there in the Bahamas a shout-out. And he has a new song called, we thank God for this song, called Heart Like Yours. And we're going to play that right now, and then we'll be right back.
Avalanche.
I'm in well, but I'm
done.
In my life, I've seen you bounce back from something that I thought could have killed you. The only thing I'm good at was
I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's secured. It's stronger than a country club. I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's secured. It's stronger than a country club. Yeah. You've been through so much pain, but in a fight it looks like you've never been. You love me without limits, so much love I've never seen. Your heart must be stronger than a queen. I'll try cause you to break and pursue you with them, but still you never say. And even though they want to see you in disgrace, you always keep a smile on your face. I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's in yard. It's stronger than a country club. I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's in yard. It's stronger than a country club. You always keep your head up. Sometimes you see you fall, but still you get up. Them bound on you like them now a let up, but still your eyes never tear up. You still show love to your enemy and your backstab in front of me. When I ask you what gives you strength every day, you say, yes, I know how to pray. I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's been cured. It's stronger than a country floor. Mama, I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's been cured. It's stronger than a country floor. You full of understanding. Something me want you explain to me, because me not understanding how you forgive them even though you know they planned it. Your spirit always high, it never grounded. The way you love it so amazing. You always humble, never raging. Your heart full of passion, I see it blazing. Forgive me if I'm gazing, but I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's in yard. It's stronger than a country floor. Mama, I've never seen a heart like yours. I've never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's in yard. It's stronger than a country floor. Never seen a heart like yours. Never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's in yard. It's stronger than a country floor. Mama, I've never seen a heart like yours. Never seen a heart like yours. So clean and so pure, so much it's in yard. It's stronger than a country floor.
This song is dedicated to the late great Mabel Maxine Gibson. God, but will never be forgotten.
Mama, I love you.
Yeah.
We're coming in unity.
where we're coming in unity. You have just tuned in to the Angels of Melody Outreach Ministry, where we're coming together in unity. Stay tuned and be blessed as Evangelist Tanya Johnson brings you a word from the Lord right here on 1440 WDRJ.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you all for tuning in tonight to the Angels of Melody Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I bring you blessings and love, and I greet you tonight with peace. I thank God for being here. I have some quick announcements. The Faith Prayer and Healing Temple Church of God in Christ invites you to come fellowship and praise God with them every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Grady Billings is the pastor. The address is 6515 Miller between Foster and Jarrett. The Faith Prayer and Healing Temple Church of God in Christ invites you to come fellowship and praise God with them every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Grady Billings is the pastor. The address is 6515 Miller between Foster and Jarrett. Come on out and be blessed in the Lord. Also, I have here Queen Divas, Big Girls Club, Be Big About Being Beautiful, Gina Winston. I would like to give a shout out to her on tonight. I thank God for you, and I know that God is going to overflow you with his blessings. And you can, if women out there, if you want clothes, handbags, jewelry, T-shirts, hats, and more, you can give her a call at 313-742-2001. Again, that's 313-742-2001. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank him for the continuation of Minister Month as well as Warfare Night tonight with co-pastor, Harriet Davis. There's so many people in here. I have to get the names right, y'all. Excuse me. But we have Pastor Harriet Davis of the 11th Hour. She's on the radio every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m., also, she's the pastor of Straightway Bible Way, and I thank God for her being here. We have Minister Barrett Harrison of Abundant Life Tabernacle, Church of God in Christ, along with his guests. Also, we have Evangelist Valerie Middlebrook of Prayer Fire that comes on at 8:30. She comes on right after me, 8:30 p.m. every Saturday for sitting in. We have Pastor Prophet Bobby Wyatt and family of the Continuation of Our Lord Jesus Christ. They're here also sitting in on the broadcast for the prayer, Apostle Ross of Glory of God Ministries, Prophetess Cherise Lewis of Faith Move Ministries, and Pastor Glenn Plummer of Ambassadors for Christ will be here on next Saturday. I've talked to them this evening, and they were not able to make it, but they will be here on next Saturday night. So I'm going to just go and pass the mic around to different ones and just let them just say hello before we go into this warfare prayer on tonight.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. I'm just excited to be here to pull down some strongholds in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We got enough anointing in this place. Hallelujah.
I know that's right.
To set this place on fire. Glory to God. So we're encouraged today. Glory to God. And we pray that you will link up with our prayers and our faith. And let's go ahead and shake up the kingdom of darkness to the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Bobby Wyatt of the Continuation of Our Lord Jesus Christ Church. It is a blessing to be able to get into your ear gate to be a blessing to you. We also have with us Deacon Billingsley, as well as Deaconess McNary and Sister Anna. Say praise the Lord, y'all.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We're so glad to be here tonight. This is my first time coming down. I always listen, and we also share on Wednesdays. Amen.
Yes.
But it's a wonderful thing to be here. Hallelujah, in the presence of the true and living God. And I'm ready.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Ha, Shama. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes. Hi, I'm Evangelist Tamika Jackson, elect lady of Michigan Southeast Jurisdiction of Michigan under Bishop Roderick L. Jones. My pastor is Gary D. Hook, Sr. of Fountain of Life Community Church of God in Christ. And it is an honor and a privilege to be here on tonight. I thank and praise God for what he's doing. God has taken us from a revelation and manifestation.
Yes.
There's acceleration in the time of manifestation. So I'm just glad to be here with the people of the Lord, and I'm blessed to be here on tonight. I know that we're getting ready to have an exciting time in the Lord, and the fire of God is already here. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord out there in Radio Land. You know, one thing I look around and see, I see what Jesus prayed for, that we all should be one. Am I right about it? And he was talking about in the spirit. So I came to serve the devil. Notice tonight that his work is over. His time of playing is finished. And we're going to stomp the devil here and take back some land. Not only for ourselves, but we're taking back everything we let the devil take. Because we got the power and we know who we are in Christ. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. God is just good. We just here to pray. And one thing I can say is God is still answering prayer. Amen. And so that's what we're going to go forth and just in agreement. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, so you heard everybody, and it's more than that in here on tonight. So we know that we're on time now, and so we're just going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to start the prayer off, and then we're just going to just go around like popcorn on tonight. So I just thank God for what he's going to do. I thank God. I would like to send a quick shout-out to the Angels of Melody prayer team on tonight. Hello to Hazel and everyone that's tuning in on tonight. I love you all, and when I come back home tonight, we're going to go into prayer again tonight, and I just thank God for the prayers that went up on last night, and I feel very good in my body on tonight. Amen. So I just thank God, and so we're going to just go into prayer. Those of you that's tuning in, no matter what you are going through, just know that you're going to come out victorious. We have a victory on tonight, and like I stated on last week, we're in this battle with our war boots on, but we're coming out with our victorious boots on, and I just thank and praise God on that for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you for your love, O God. And, Lord, before we go into this prayer, we ask forgiveness on tonight, O God. If we said or done anything wrong or if we thought anything wrong, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness on tonight in the name of Jesus. And tonight is execution time. We command lockjaw to overtake you, Satan, right now. Swallow up your own poison. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command you to stop speaking in the ears and the minds of God's people, for we shall make it, and we're victorious. And, Lord, we come together in unity tonight, knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. And, Lord, we thank you that you said in Luke 10:19 that you have given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all Satan's powers, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And we're walking in dominion tonight. And we intend from this day on to exercise that power. And we command you, devil, and your imps to line up in rank, file, and order and come out quickly with your hands up. And we place you under arrest tonight. And we command you now to obey and get to your place, which is your jail cell. And that's under our feet. And we come against all demons inside and outside of anyone, present over this city, present over this state, nation, and world. Every satanic gathering that's against this nation, we scatter your counsel right now. It shall not stand in the mighty name of Jesus. We burn into ashes all curses and control of witchcraft, charismatic witchcraft, in the mighty name of Jesus. All legal holes and legal grounds are burnt at the root right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. We come in faith right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We pray right now, Matthew 18, hallelujah, and 18, hallelujah, that we come together binding the hand of the enemy. Glory to God. And we loose the anointed of God. Hallelujah. That destroys every yoke, breaks every chain, sets the captive free. Glory to God. We come today right now. Glory. Rebuking a spirit of fear right now.
Yes,
in the name of
God.
Jesus,
name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
We pray right now, glory to God, by the power of God, hallelujah, and the anointing of God, that spirit of fear, that crippling spirit of fear, hallelujah, that comes up against faith, glory to God, will be canceled by the blood of Jesus right now. God, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, hallelujah, and power, hallelujah, and of a sound mind, glory to God. Help us right now, God, hallelujah, to walk, hallelujah, in the anointing and in the power, hallelujah, and of a disciplined mind. In the name of Jesus, we're not afraid of you, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, we're not afraid. You are discerned, Satan, hallelujah, and the blood comes up against you right now in the name of Jesus. So right now, glory to God, we break that off right now, that spirit of fear right now, and we speak faith, hallelujah, faith, hallelujah, faith, hallelujah, faith, hallelujah, glory to God, that it breaks right now, glory to God, that this is a great time for the believer, glory to God. We choose not to participate, hallelujah, in this recession, glory to God. We are kingdom citizens, glory to God. We live in abundance, hallelujah. We live in overflow, hallelujah. We live in more than enough, hallelujah. And we take authority right now. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus. So right now, hallelujah, glory to God, we rebuke discouragement. We rebuke right now in the name of Jesus that suicide spirit, glory to God, that depressed spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The blood comes up against you right now. The blood comes up against you right now. And Father God, we believe by faith as we yoke up and touch and agree. Hallelujah, that our faith is strong, glory to God. Through the airways, glory to God, we take dominion and authority right now by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that you are, hallelujah, arrested and apprehended by the power of the Holy Ghost. So today, glory to God, the spirit of fear is canceled, glory to God. That spirit of fear is canceled, hallelujah, and annihilated, hallelujah. And we walk in love, hallelujah, and we walk in power, hallelujah, and we walk in discipline, hallelujah, and we walk in a sound mind, hallelujah, and we're not taking it anymore. We have victory. We're not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. I speak to the regions of the deep. I bind every activity of Satan right now in the mighty name of
Jesus.
Right now, loose the power of God to take over this city. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we repent right now, God. Lord God, of sins over this city in the name of Jesus. Lord God, of sins in the body of Christ. Right now, Jesus. Oh God, the sins of the heathen. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we repent so that you can come in and you can nationally, you can globally. Lord God, you can move in the name of Jesus. Right, God, the most under the most. We take authority in the name of Jesus. Lord God, over every person under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. We speak to the airwaves. Right now, God, we release the power of God. We release your anointing. Lord God, destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Lord God, pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. I put a halt. I put a cease now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, to the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman, that boy, and that girl in the name of Jesus. I snap your mind back in divine alignment in the name of Jesus with the will of God, with the power of God in the name of Jesus. Lord God, right now, Jesus, we take authority over spiritual abortion in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, let the people of God claim the victory now over sin, over Satan, claim the works of the flesh now in the name of Jesus. I command every person that's outside the will of God to take your place in the name of Jesus. I command you to be resubmitted. I command you to be recommitted. I call your body in divine alignment in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch the mind now. We bind the spirit of insanity in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of addiction right now. Be broken in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that has lost itself against the knowledge of God. We bind up idolatry. We bind up witchcraft. We bind psychic prayers in the name of Jesus. strongholds and release the people of God from every infirmity, every affliction. I bind soul ties in the name of Jesus. I bind psychological warfare in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that you shall walk in the mind of Christ. You shall walk in the newness of life. Right now, God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just come against the will. We come against the will of Satan. We come to just cast him out right now in the name of Jesus. Right now there's somebody going through something right now. Somebody don't know what to pray for. Somebody just all caught up in bondage. Somebody's out there hooked on drugs. Somebody's looking for another way, and we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We call upon the name of Jesus right now to set them straight. Hallelujah. We call on them right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, Father God. It may not look like that we're going through anything. It may not look like, it may look like we're all alone. It may not look like that we have no one to call on. But I know that we can call on the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no victory here. Satan, we renounce you right now in the name of Jesus. We have a victory right now. We say thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We just bless your holy name on today, Lord God. Lord God, we come against the spirit of cancer on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're nothing but a devil. You're nothing but a devil, and we come against you right now in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. Oh, God, right now we plead the blood. Hallelujah. Over the body of Christ. We plead the blood right now. Hallelujah. You said in your word, Lord God, that when you see the blood, hallelujah, you will not allow, hallelujah, the enemy to enter into our house, oh, God. Oh, Lord God, we come against every infirmity in the name of Jesus that we're trying to come against the people of God. Loose your angels, Lord God. Loose your angels, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoulder to shoulder, shoulder to shoulder, hallelujah, shoulder to shoulder, Lord God, and four breaths, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, around thy people, oh God, around the men of God, around the women of God, around the leadership of God, in the name of Jesus, loose your angels, Lord God, your warring angels, oh God, to stand guard around them, oh God, around their minds, oh God. Oh, we come against every spirit of terrorism and intimidation that would try to come against the church, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that we don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah, the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day. In the name of Jesus, we don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah, going to work in the daytime. We don't have to be afraid of the terror, oh God. We don't have to be afraid of the terror when we come home at night, Lord God. If our homes are still there, Lord God. Hallelujah, if our lights are still on, Lord God. We don't have to be afraid. We are the people of God, and we're coming in power. We're coming in power. We're snatching back everything, everything, everything. This is the year. This is the year of the harvest. Hallelujah, this is the year of the fruit, and we come to get it. We come to get it. Step back, devil, get out the way. We come to get it. We'll trample you under our feet. We'll trample you. You get in our way, we'll trample you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we are the victorious. We are more than conquerors. You said it, Lord. You said it. Hallelujah. We come to fight. We come to fight. Hallelujah. We come to fight. In the name of Jesus, we're calling forth all the 11,000 recruits, all the y'all that's tough out there in the streets. Come on and serve Jesus. Come on and serve the Lord. He needs the warriors now. We need the warriors now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I come against warfare in the gangs. In the name of Jesus. Bring yourself to church if you're bad, if you're tough. Come on, come on, come on to the Lord. Come on, come on, come on to the Lord.
In the name of Jesus tonight, hallelujah, we're speaking right now to all the sick that's out there. In the name of Jesus, just lay your hands right now where you're hurt. And I bind cancer, I bind the name of Jesus, I bind high blood, low blood, sugar, diabetes, arthritis. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over it now by the power invested in me in Christ. As an apostle of God, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, rise up, man, rise up, woman. Get up from off the bed. Get off the sick chair. Get up, get up, get up. Because he is sick as well.
heal you. He delivers you from all your deception. The devil is a lie. You live and not die. I speak to you right now in the hospital. Amen. In the hospital. Get up. Get up. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. You don't need resistance. You need Jesus Christ, the resurrected Son of God. And be healed now in the name of Jesus. Also, Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus to loose our children right now in the name of Jesus. Your works over in the school. I decree and I declare that your works are done for Jesus Christ. I say, notice you now, Satan, there's no one hanging at Calvary. Jesus defeated you at Calvary, and I command you to loose them. Let them go. I decree and declare they are free. They are free. They are free. Free. They are free from drugs. They're free from alcohol. They're free from homosexuality. In the name of Jesus. And I speak to every homosexual out there, every pervert, every liar, be saved now in the name of Jesus by the power of the resurrected Son of God. Be delivered in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I know that you have been edified. I know that you have been, touched and delivered by the power of God. I want you to know, my friend, that those prayers that went up, they were for you. They were for you to help you to understand that God has delivered you. And also it was to let you know that the saints of God are praying for you no matter what you're going through. Amen. We're praying for you. We love you. Amen. We have not met you, but yet we love you. Amen. You do not have to hurt yourself, harm yourself, kill yourself. Amen. Because there is hope. Amen. You have been accepted in the beloved. Amen. And what has happened, amen, is that God has actually delivered you. That's what happened. You've been delivered. Amen. And I'm sure that you know the telephone number to the radio station. Amen. Call us up and give us a praise report about what God has done in your life. Amen. The devil has been exposed. Amen. Prayer has went up. Amen. Whether you know it or not, intercession is more powerful than the United States Army. Amen. When the intercessors pray and when the saints pray, amen, we go forth and we do battle in the heavenlies. Amen. This is why you're set free. Amen. Because somebody prayed for you. Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. And that's what happened to you on tonight. Amen. We prayed for you. Amen. We held on to the horns of the altar. Amen. And we expose the works of the devil. Amen. Right. We let you know tonight, amen, that the demons, they want to remain anonymous. Amen. They want to make you think that it's other people that's picking with you. It's other people that's bothering with you. But in all actuality, it is an unseen force, spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Attacking your mind. Amen. Trying to get you to fight somebody with a physical fight. But in all actuality, it is a spiritual fight, he don't want you to know that. Amen. But we serve him. Notice tonight, you have been exposed. Your sniper's nest has been exposed. We know where to shoot. Amen. We know where you're shooting from. Amen. You can't hide no more. Amen. Because you have been exposed. Every demonic force, every gossiping spirit, every lying spirit, we know that is of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo,
hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So it's just a blessing, amen, to be amongst praying people. It's a blessing. Amen. And I'm sure some devils came out tonight. Amen. But I want you to know that, amen, that you must fill your spirit with the word of God. You must allow the Holy Spirit to have the preeminence. Amen. Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, in verse 43 and 45, he said that, however, when the spirit is expelled out of a person, he goes in dry places, amen, and then he takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, amen. So the only thing I got to tell you is make sure that you feast upon the word of God and plant yourself in a Bible-teaching, Holy Ghost-filled preaching church where God can do the work. And finish that work in your life. Amen. Thanks to God. We love you. Now we got some announcements. God bless you.
Amen. This is Evangelist.
All right. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard that. That was down on 1440 AM WDRJ. That was the angel of Melody. That was me, myself, and the crew. The warfare crew. I call it the warfare game. And I'm telling y'all, we came together that night. I'm telling you, when we whipped the devil's behind that night, And I'm telling you, and the fight's still going on, y'all. It just don't stop there. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on shooting and stabbing and going after that devil's throat. I'm telling you, it don't stop there. But I wanted to share that with you all. I thought that was a very special thing to do tonight because y'all are so used to hearing music. And, yes, you hear preaching and you hear me preaching and praying and all of that. But I wanted y'all to hear what was going down at the other station, what we were doing down there. And I just wanted to share with you all around the world because I know even now someone that even heard those prayers tonight was set free. Someone was delivered. Someone was healed. Someone was blessed on tonight just by hearing that broadcast right there. So we just thank God for that warfare prayer. And now we're going to go over into some more music because we have about 43 minutes left. And we're going to take you to Unchained, group Unchained, the City on a Hill. Unchained was the second place winners of the top 12 countdown on the Angels of Melody a few weeks ago. And you know that the prize for those winners, their songs have to be played. So you're going to hear Unchained right now. And right after Unchained, you're going to hear Midi there in Nigeria. He came in third place. And right after him, we're going to hear the first place, which was Blue Flame. And then right after that, we have enough time. We're going to come with you with some more music. So we just want you to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
City on a hill, city on a hill. True life, true life, true life. Are you a city on a hill?
I was white, blind, but he changed up my behavior. I let my light shine for the glory of the city. City on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, city on a hill. Born of the spirit, so I'm dying to the flesh now. Free from the chains that keeping all of the rest. I'm a city on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill.
Set free, set free, slippery. From the bones and chains that captivated me. And let me be, let me go out of my darkness. He's in need of labor and cause it's time for the harvest. Don't just wanna talk about the Christ. I wanna walk it up, the lifestyle that I talk about. Let my light shine brighter than a lantern. To feel the simple flesh, I'm walking harder than an intern. I was white, blind, but he changed up my behavior. I let my light shine for the glory of the city. Of the city on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, city on a hill. Born of the spirit, so I'm dying to the flesh. I'm free from the chains that's keeping all of the rest. Found the city on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill.
City on a hill, I'm a city on a hill. Steady rapping God's son with the way that I live. They got me by the shotgun with Jesus on the wheel. God's my way, words and actions, no matter what I feel. Jesus, to thank you for your worthiness. We just be steady, virtue when holiness. Free us from the bondage of our sin. We worship you, our King, you're the reason why we sing.
I was quite blind, but he changed up my behavior. I let my light shine for the glory of the city. City on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, city on a hill. Born of the spirit, so I'm dying to the flesh. I'm free from the chains that keeping all of the rest. I'm a city on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill.
From East Baltimore to Nigeria, 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 Nigeria. Big criteria, my lifestyle speak louder than my words. Put into practice, I sound like a bird.
Young easy,
and the voice D.O.B. Put the flesh to death, I'm waiting for the day that there's no sin in me. Killer, and I'm not talking crime. Keep those darkness all the time, cause my light has got to shine.
Yeah. I was quite blind, but he changed up my behavior. I let my light shine for the glory of the Savior. City on a hill,
I'm a city on a hill.
I'm a city on a hill, city on a hill. Born of the spirit, so I'm dying from the flesh. Now free from the chains that's keeping all of the rest. From city on a hill, city on a hill. I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill.
I'm a witness, yep, I'm a witness. Forever on my job, all about my daddy's business. Forever I'm in love with the one who healed my sickness. Lifted all my weight off and I'm not talking fitness.
So thank God for giving us a new birth. When gross darkness covered all the earth, he said, rise and shine, for your light has come. He said, rise and shine, for your light has come.
I was once blind, but he changed up my behavior. I let my light shine for the glory of the Savior. City on the hill, city on the hill, I'm a city on the hill. City on a hill, born of the spirit, so I'm dying to the flesh now. Free from the chains that's keeping all of the rest bound. City on a hill, city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill.
I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill. You a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill. Are you a city on a hill? I'm a city on a hill, I'm a city on a hill. True light, yeah, and true light, yeah, yeah. And I'm a city on a hill.
I love you, my God. And it's your love, my God. Christ, man. Go.
My identity's found in him. Never left, who am I? Who am I? Y'all trying to figure life numbers. Sticking to his principles. No school managers. So I pray he'll fathom and accept him now and not later. You know I don't mean 60 minutes when I say Jesus Christ is our Savior. My best interest that if I own him. We ought to keep watch, no clock. Christ died for our sins and I ain't talking movie clips. If ideas had wings, I'd let my thoughts fly. So you ain't gotta wonder why the flow fly like a rock with a set of wheels. Cause homie, I know the most high. Man, whichever God that's big, like way big. No Ben Tennyson, we sold out and that goes way beyond option. Keep reading the word and meditate. No yoga, Christ be my master. No Yoda, on my sofa. Word to R. Swift, stand firm in the faith and never weak like the number of days that come up the six. Yeah.
First of all, I ain't here to criticize. I'm here to preach the gospel, so while you visualize a man on a cross, I help you realize that your outlook on life is out of a sinner's eyes. Out of a sinner's eyes. Your outlook on life is out of a sinner's eyes. And sin brings pain to the creator. People starving. Why you make it rain with the paper? You like a slave rocking chains every day, bruh. So what I bring is in name of the Savior. From the beginning, it is sad we've been sinning. Not aware that we live in life bad as a feeling. It is just as bad as killing. If you don't spread the wisdom of the Son who has risen to make sure we're forgiven.
Yeah, God bless you, bruh. Hold me down. For a minute, I stopped there, started reading a lesson. I started thinking it easy to be a Christian. The price I gotta pay, but Christ already laid his life upon a tree. My dues already paid. I prayed for many days, keep searching for the light. Somehow I felt the pain and the passion of the Christ. Gotta fight for my life, going after purity. I recall when the devil was out to ruin me. Jesus Christ came along and paid the ransom. Gave me a home, I dwell in the Lord's mansion. Make my life brand new, I knew I've been saved, broken the chains, I'm no longer be a slave. My purpose is God's order, I focus on what he told us. I'm loaded like napalm, I'm young, Christ soldier. I'm armored by God's arm, defeating the kind of mind that brings the crown of eyes, healing the eyes of the blind. Being saved, being given a chance to see the truth, with the mic in the booth, I bring good news to you, to the youth. Walk truthfully, never be confused, gotta walk truthfully. Son, the Bible you should choose, just elevate your faith in Christ, declare. Without him, I never would have been here. Oh yeah, represent Christ, oh yeah. Reaching out to my brothers over there. If you're free from the snare, throw your hands in the air. Praise God every day in your prayer. Praise God every day in your prayer. Praise God every day in your prayer.
Me a bring a dancer, wanna shake for the king. God bless him, me a bring for the zoo. Una sing
kutotaka watu lumutwe saka la manya sitani toma lako awajo mutozi mani malako mungalaba ya gamba jiwe state mulinye ya yesu sani mkwabia sani mkwabia so ina mani na baba kusinza neba ina mani yeah you know you gave the authority to overcome the enemy and nothing to him you hold there is for now no condemnation for those in Christ for the Lord our God is saved
when the enemy come we know the one
you
come on,
you want my love, 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 love.
Keep it under wraps and flows, and I see you under that.
They say love is blind, well then I can see clear. Cause they hate when I walk back or when I talk crack. But I ain't a champion without God. Ain't gonna lie, I send a prayer for Chippy and Breezy. Cause out there they're slaying and thinking it's easy. There's guys that are straying and gripping the streets. So young and I'm saying we ain't even Jeezy. No, and I ain't been in the news of the world. I feel like my music is news to the world. Well, there's a guy that was bruised for the world. Crash died and he rose in the snooze in the world. That's news for the world. Venom in the veins and they words that they speak, they be letting in the pain. It's a battle in the mind, can't let them in my brain. So I step into my lane, run my race, I'll survive. I'm trying to set sail in the middle of the night. Cause it's gotta be dark if they're gonna see my light. Shine it bright so the whole world seeing all the signs like. My greatest challenge is my greatest opportunity. I've been through the war, so the struggle's nothing new to me. Lord's got my back and it says it in his eulogy. They try to think I ain't what I used to be. Bring my worst fear, I'll show you my greatest courage. And if Goliath's gonna be the one improving me, bring it on, I got my sling and my shot. I'm a champion, so somebody has to get rocked. In my eyes, was trapped in the rubble. It's time that I rise, looking fear in the face and showing it my face. Impossible was nothing, and failure's a fake. I'm back from the midst, going back, that's a myth. Knowing that discipline is my thing, no limit. And I'm tired of existing, cause life is for living, living, living.
Some people have to learn, some people waste their time, some people for learning. Yeah.
Second, this minute, this hour, rose from amongst the dead with power. Still had a taste, ooh, so sour. They tried to silence me, now I'm louder. And to think it took me losing my wife to fully get the point and understand life. So what matters, matters. And what don't matter, cause I still got blood in my veins and oxygen in my brain and lungs to breathe and a heart that beats. My pastor told me not to give up, so guess what? I am never giving up. I went through everything just to come to this. I have failed many times, but I still don't
die. I can't see what lies ahead.
Nope.
The way that I was living, I should have been dead. I guess God had other plans instead.
Yeah.
It's a miracle
what?
That I'm still here. Cause I don't know
nope.
how I survive. All I know
yeah.
is I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Right here, everybody, body, body, everybody, body, body.
Right, he said he gon' live. That means we all gon' live. We got to be saying that. I'm gon' live. Hey, that was jam there. I'm telling you, I'm gon' live. Yes. And so, I thank God for that song. I thank him for that song. It was awesome, very awesome. And so, we just thank you all, those that tune on tonight. We thank God for y'all tuning in, even with Prophetess Joyce Haddon and Rise Above Your Cut Place. She spoke a great word on tonight. Then we had great music still. That we, you heard powerful prayer that came from us all down on 1440 WDRJ. We thank the Lord for that, and we thank you all for tuning in on tonight. And we just say tune in tomorrow early. You know how I do it. I post up. Y'all just click on and y'all listen in. And so we'll be on tomorrow early in the day, and then we will be on again tomorrow night with a very special guest that will come, and what he's going to be talking about, the business and everything that we've been talking about, it will change your life and change many lives. And so we just thank God for that. And once again, y'all have a good night. God bless you. We love you. We're going out with DJ Crystal in the 2012 Gospel Mix. God bless you all.